Thank you for tuning in to Lash Aligns Education. This is Morgan Hatfield, the owner and founder. I'm here to bring you the most updated free education in the lash industry. Remember, we are in this together, one client at a time. Hey, Lash Alliance. I hope everyone is doing great, and I hope you all have a slam-packed busy week. I hope you have tons of clients coming in the door, and I hope it's going to be a good week for you all. Today, the podcast is about basically just my story, and I wanted to kind of just, you know, tell you guys where I came from and how I opened my first salon at the age of 19. That is really young, and you don't really see many doing that or many in business that young. So I want to just kind of explain, you know, how I got where I am today. And I do think this is an industry where girls can go to cosmetology school or esthetician school in high school, which is like what I did. So we do have a lot of girls that are younger in this industry. So I wanted to make a podcast for, you know, girls, if you are younger and you're in the industry, or, you know, even if you're not younger and you're wanting to open up your salon, hopefully this can give you some inspiration, because I know if I can do it, you can do it. And if you put your mind to it, you can always do it. So, you know, we all have hard days, but if you believe in yourself, you can do it. So I opened my first salon at 19 years old. I know it's super crazy. You don't really hear that very often. And I kind of did things maybe a little backwards. I'm not necessarily wouldn't say backwards, but I always wanted to open my own salon. I just didn't think it was going to come as quick as it did. Let's just say that, okay? So I went to cosmetology school my senior year of high school and then my first year of college, okay? So I got a jump start in it. And I know some girls can even go their junior year of high school. So you can get into it extremely quick. And I recommend do that. 100% do that if you can. If you can get started in this industry when you are 17 years old, you know, that is amazing. So started doing lashes when I was 18 years old. And I worked in it because I'm a cosmetologist, and I worked in a hair salon when I was in cosmetology school, and then like a couple months after, and it just, the hair was not for me. So I decided to take an eyelash extension course. Okay. Well, I took it, you know, I saved up $700 to take my first class, and I was like, okay, I kind of like this, you know, it's difficult, but I think I can do this. So I ended up leaving the hair salon I was at, and I knew a lady that did massage therapy, and she had a studio by herself, and she really wanted someone in there to do lashes, facials, waxing, all of that. So in the beginning, I started to where I only did lashes, but in the very beginning, I did facials as well, waxing, all of that. So I was with her for about 8 months. I had my own little area, my own little room, and, you know, it was great. I was there a lot. I grew my clientele extremely fast. I'm not in a super, super large city, but I am in a good sized city. We have about probably like 50,000 people here in Oklahoma City. So I'm in Oklahoma, and, the city that I'm in is right next to Oklahoma City, and Oklahoma City's huge, you know? So I was there for about 8 months, and it was great. She offered me cheap rent. You know, I was taking advantage of that. Why I can? Because rent can be very expensive. 95% of salons, you know, the booth rent or renting out a room can be really expensive. And I was getting a really good deal. So, and there was no eyelash salons in my area. There were a couple girls that did lashes, but they were either out of their homes or they were in a hair salon. And I just didn't really want to be in a hair salon. So I was there for 8 months, and I was there all the time. I really felt like the owner because I was the one opening. I was the one closing every night. I was just on the grind. Well, all of a sudden, randomly, that I was not expecting this, but she was moving to 2 hours away. Okay, just randomly all of a sudden. So this was sprung up on me, and I kind of started freaking out a little bit because I was like, you know, what am I going to do? Where am I going to lash now? I wanted to stay in my city. I grew up the next town over. I wasn't far. This is where all my clients were and all of that. So that was sprung up on me, and I had 30 days to figure out what the heck am I going to do. And I was not ready. Honestly, I was not ready yet. I mean, to open my own salon. But what I did was I put my bootstraps on and I figured it the hell out, because I felt like in my heart, you know, this is just, I know I can do it. I've always been a very motivated person. I grew up with a single mom. I always had to work very hard. You know, we didn't have much money growing up. I've seen the struggle, and I knew if I ever wanted anything, I always had to work for it. So I've always worked very, very hard, and I knew I could do it. And now, before I decided that, I did check into my local hair salons, you know, about renting out a room there. And like I said, so many salons just charge so much for booth rentals. So the price of booth rental was just, it was just crazy to me for a little small room. So I actually ended up taking over the lease. I ended up talking to the owner of my building, and that was one thing as well. With me being so young, I was a little nervous, but I am so thankful for him. He believed in me. I am still in the same shopping center today, and it's 2 years later. And, you know, he didn't look at my age, and he wasn't concerned. He knew I was the one opening every day. I was the one closing. So basically, I just kind of took over the lease, but I actually ended up moving two spots down, because that one was had a little bit more potential. I just liked the layout a little bit better. So I ended up moving two spots down, and it kind of fell into my lap a little bit. And I will say the first year was a learning process. It was a learning curve. And whether you are planning out, even planning, you know, for 5 years to open your own salon, 6 months, however long, you know, I would say probably about the first year, and it could be different for everyone, but the first year is such a learning curve. You learn so much. And I definitely made mistakes, and I'm not perfect. I still make mistakes. But my first year, I did make a lot of mistakes, but now, being over 2 years in, you know, it's been about 2.5 years now, it runs so smooth. The business runs so smooth because I have everything, policies in place, and everything leveled out. And we now have 9, including myself. And when we first opened, you know, I was just planning for a studio for myself. And I was planning on, you know, getting 1 to 2 other lash artists just to kind of help me with my overflow and people calling in, because I was working a lot. But we were getting a lot of, you know, calls and social media, and we just couldn't keep up. And when there was 3 of us in the very beginning, when one of us would go on a vacation or go out of town or take a day off, it was crazy, and we could not keep up. So we grew fairly quickly, and, you know, and of course I did things to do that. And I'll do another podcast on that, on how you can grow a business and how you can build your clientele and all of that. And because what I've done has worked for me, and it's worked very good. So we are now over 2 years in, and I'm so extremely thankful. I would have never thought we would have got here. And we keep doubling. And we're obviously not going to double each year, but the first year to the second year, we did double in revenue, which is something that is truly amazing. So we are growing at a very high rate, and we are now looking into getting a second location. That is something that I've always wanted. I just have to do it. It's just a lot of work, you know, and obviously a lot of money and all of that. So I want to do more podcasts over, you know, we can talk more about how to do all that and everything, because it is a lot of work opening up your own salon. But we now have a product line as well, and our Lash Alliance and our Lash Alliance Education. And that is just now getting up off the ground, but I have so many more plans for it. We also do trainings, and we do trainings for classic lashes, volume lashes, eyelash lift and tints. And I'm hoping soon to do some brow classes as well. And we have all of our products, and our product line is pretty small right now, but it is growing. So yeah, that is my story. I didn't want to make this too long because I actually did record this previously and it was very, very long. And I sometimes get bored with long podcasts, so I try to make mine not super, super long. But yeah, that's just who I am. I am based in Oklahoma and I currently have one eyelash salon in Midwest City, Oklahoma, and I'm 22 years old, and my name is Morgan Hatfield, and I am here to bring you basically just the most updated education and free education and affordable lash products. That is something that is so important to me because so many lash products are so expensive, and I honestly think it's ridiculous. So I want to keep affordable pricing for all of our products, and I really hope to do more podcasts. Anything you want to see, let me know. Anything you need help with, DM me. And any podcasts or anything you want me to talk about, let me know and I can. So thank you all so much for listening and talk to you soon.